First story. This hour takes us to the United States, where prominent political analyst Noam Chomsky has described Israel as aggressive and violent ahead of a speech by Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to the U.S. Congress. Chomsky believes that Netanyahu and the U.S. Congress hawks want to torpedo the administration's ongoing talks with Iran. He said that Netanyahu and the hawks see Iran as a country that could impede Israeli and U.S. violence in the region. The renowned analyst noted that Israel has had nuclear weapons probably for 50 years and wants to freely use force in the region. He also dismissed the idea that Iran poses an existential threat to Israel. Tel Aviv is strongly opposed to the ongoing nuclear talks between Iran and the five permanent members of the UN Security Council, plus Germany. Netanyahu's Tuesday speech to Congress, which will focus on Iran, has strained ties between Washington and Tel Aviv. Well, James Morris, who is the editor of American-Hijack.com from Los Angeles, says Israeli lobbies want a war between Israel and Iran.
This is all about the Israel lobby influence. So you've got the American-Israel Public Affairs Committee, AIPAC, the neoconservatives, which are the upper echelon of the Israel lobby. And what they want another war for Israel with Iran like they brought about versus Iraq. And any Iranian deal, I think that President Obama is sincere about pursuing it, but he's got to deal with the Israeli-occupied U.S. Congress. But when you have traitors in the U.S. Congress, like the Speaker of the House, John Boehner, who basically knows that Netanyahu has been lying about the Iranian nuclear program for the last 20 years and allows him to come into Congress to spew more truth-distorted propaganda, Benjamin Netanyahu had said that the American public could be easily manipulated, and this is exactly what the Israel lobby is doing again. This is all about taking out the regime change in Iran to prevent Iran from helping the Hezbollah resistance against Israel and Lebanon and the Palestinian resistance, Hamas, so they can get a greater Israel agenda.